flower shops like Rudis Seed Company and all this and that? Yeah.
If you wanted to buy some syrup and molasses, what would you call the container that it would come in?
Well, they usually have it in cans or in jars.
Do you ever hear of a stand?
No.
And if an electric light burned out, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb.
Okay, what kind of bulb? You call that a...
an electric bulb.
And what would you call the amount of corn you could take to the mill to be ground?
A bushel.
Okay. Do you ever hear the expression a turn?
No.
And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry, you'd say you had a...
a load of wood.
Or an arm.
An arm full of wood.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
half a load.
Did you ever hear of a jag?
No.
Wood?
Uh-uh.
And a musical instrument that you blow on like this?
Harmonica.
Any other name for that?
If there is, honey, I don't recall it right now.
What about the one that you put, hold in your teeth and you pluck it?
Oh.
Did you ever hear a jute?
Oh, a jukebox? No, it wouldn't be a
Jew's harp or Jew's harp?
Jew's harp, yes, yes, uh-huh. But I don't believe I've ever really seen a Jew's harp.
Hmm.
What, you just finger it or what?
No, you just hit it with your finger.
Oh, really? I
don't
know.
If you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a
cork.
Okay. Would you still call it a cork if it's made out of glass or rubber?
Yes.
And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along and unloading it and going back for some more, you'd say he was doing what? All morning long he was... you'd say he...
delivering?
Or drawing or hauling or carting wood. Did you ever use...
I don't... carting wood?
Carting or hauling or drawing wood.
Hauling? Hauling. I'd say it was hauling wood, honey.
Uh-huh. And say if there was a tree limb across the road and it was too heavy to lift, you'd say I took hold of it and...
yanked it.
Okay.